This is the American Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. President Trump says the U.S. and China are aiming to reach a trade deal in the next 4 weeks. Trump striking an upbeat tone on Thursday, saying this is an epic deal, historic, if it happens. Daunting issues remain, including when to lift punitive tariffs against Chinese imports. The president backed away Thursday from his recent threats to close the U.S. border with Mexico. Trump said Mexico wasn't doing enough to stop the cross-border flow of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs. He said if the drug flow didn't stop, he'd level tariffs on cars coming into the U.S. from Mexico, followed by closing the border. But he also said he planned to give Mexico a year to satisfy his demands. For the second weekly export sales report in a row from USDA, there were no pork export sales headed to China. There's been plenty of attention for the narrative that China will buy more pork from the U.S. because of African swine fever decimating herds in that country. Nick Giordano of the National Pork Producers says the U.S. cannot take its eye off of other markets.
Japan is in the CPTPP, so the Canadians and the Mexicans and other competitors have favorable market access that we do not have. And then the European Union sealed a deal that's been implemented with Japan. So we're losing sales in Japan. It's a huge problem for us. We can't get the U.S. and Japan to move fast enough in their trade negotiations. I mean, this is a big deal for the pork industry. And I know, talking to my colleagues in the beef industry and other sectors of agriculture, they're eager to get this moving because, you know, China's in the news right now, but I'll tell you, we're getting killed in Mexico. It's a huge problem. We got to get those metal tariffs off, and we're losing sales already in Japan. We're at a disadvantage. We got some real challenges here.
Nick was a Thursday guest of Adams on Agriculture. You can find a path to the podcast on our website at AmericanAgNetwork.com. More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A Senate panel has voted to put a former Washington lobbyist in charge of the Interior Department. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee voted 14-6 on Thursday to approve David Bernhardt's appointment to oversee the country's public lands and resources. In the grains yesterday, we were 1 to 2.5 higher in corn, 7 and a fraction higher in soybeans. Defensive in overnight trade early into Friday morning. This is the American Ag Network.